some things of such consequence still depending there relating to my particular conduct, that it is not to be expected I should set my name or the account of my family to this work. Perhaps after my death it may be better known. At present it would not be proper, no, not though a general pardon should be issued, even without exceptions of persons or crimes. It is enough to tell you that as some of my worst comrades, who are out of the way of doing me harm, having gone out of the world by the steps and the string, as I often expected to go, knew me by the name of Moll Flanders, so you may give me leave to go under that name till I dare own who I have been, as well as who I am. I've been told that in one of our neighbour nations, whether it be in France or where else, I know not, they have an order from the king that when any criminal is condemned either to die or to the galleys or to be transported, if they leave any children, as such are generally unprovided for by the forfeiture of their parents, so they are immediately taken into the care of the government and put into a hospital called the House of Orphans, where they are bred up, clothed, fed, taught, and, when fit to go out, are placed to trades or to services, so as to be well able to provide for themselves by an honest, industrious behaviour. Had this been the custom in our country, I had not been left a poor, desolate girl without friends, without clothes, without help or helper, as was my fate, and by which I was not only exposed to very great distresses, even before I was capable either of understanding my case or how to amend it, but brought into a course of life scandalous in itself, and which in its ordinary course tended to the swift destruction both of soul and body. But the case was otherwise here. My mother was convicted of felony for a petty theft scarce worth naming, that is, borrowing 3 pieces of fine holland of a certain draper in Cheapside. The circumstances are too long to repeat, and I've heard them related so many ways that I can scarce tell which is the right account. However it was, they all agree in this, that my mother pleaded her belly, and being found quick with child, she was respited for about 7 months, after which she was called down, as they term it, to her former judgment, but obtained the favour afterward of being transported to the plantations, and left me about 1/2 year old, and in bad hands, you may be sure. This is too near the first hours of my life for me to relate anything of myself but by hearsay. 'Tis enough to mention that, as I was born in such an unhappy place, I had no parish to have recourse to for my nourishment in my infancy. Nor can I give the least account how I was kept alive, other than that, as I've been told, some relation of my mother took me away, but at whose expense or by whose direction, I know nothing at all of it. The first account that I can recollect, or could ever learn of myself, was that I had wandered among a crew of those people they called gypsies, or Egyptians. But I believe it was but a little while that I had been among them, for I had not had my skin discoloured, as they do to all children they carry about with them. Nor can I tell how I came among them, or how I got from them. It was at Colchester, in Essex, that those people left me, and I have a notion in my head that I left them there, that is, that I hid myself and would not go any farther with them. But I'm not able to be particular in that account. Only this I remember, that being taken up by some of the parish officers of Colchester, I gave an account that I came into the town with the gypsies, but that I would not go any farther with them, and that so they had left me. But whither they were gone, that I knew not. For though they sent round the country to inquire after them, it seems they could not be found. I was now in a way to be provided for. For though I was not a parish charge upon this or that part of the town by law, yet as my case came to be known, and that I was too young to do any work, being not above 3 years old, compassion moved the magistrates of the town to take care of me, and I became one of their own as much as if I'd been born in the place.